And I want to talk about, well, I'll pray first. Father, thank you for, thank you for being absolutely present. Thank you for how your love swallows up all things. Thank you for being good. Thank you for being here. Thank you for carrying us into our future, finishing what you began, setting in motion what you set up, finishing it, completing it, crowning it. We worship you, Jesus. Would you just help me turn your attention to Jesus for a moment? Just turn your affection toward him, your attention, your thoughts. And just give him the gratitude, thanksgiving. Lord, we praise you. We worship you, Jesus. We are so grateful for your coming to the earth. No one could do what you did. No one would ever be able to complete what you completed. You're the only one, God, who could become man and live out perfect. Thank you for loving the Father so well and trusting him so completely and surrendering so fully. Thank you, Father, for raising Jesus from the dead after you had placed the wrath of your heart against sin and its separation and annihilated it as an issue. Ha, Shama Kande. Thank you for resurrection. And that resurrection was our justification and our justification forever secure in Christ Jesus alone. We worship you. Thank you, Jesus, for ascending up into the heavens, seated at the right hand of the Father, by oath given a better priesthood than all priesthoods before until this one. Now you are a high priest forever. You continue forever. A new covenant given to us by Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit being the new covenant. Oh, blessed be your grace. We worship you. We're in the middle of Christmas, but we worship you in the completeness of history. We worship you where you are today, seated at the right hand of the Father. We join our faith in victory. Lord, we bless you for being so worthy. Now, Lord, I pray that as we are together, you have pleasure in our faith that you give us in this moment. To grow up into the things you're doing and not. Oh, thank you. I want you to take all of Christmas that you have yet to experience, yet to wrap, yet problems yet to solve, dishes yet to cook, places yet to go, or loneliness you can't bear. And I want you to bring it all of Christmas, and place it in Christ. Take your Christmas, whatever that is to you, and place it inside of Christ, that he might, in his victory, swallow up all death, that in his kindness he might touch and wipe away all tears, that in his completeness he might remove all reproach, and he might be salvation in every way. Come, bring all Christmas into Christ. Lord, we bless you that you would take all of our Christmas and bring it into yourself and make it beautiful. Thank you. Ooh. Now let's extend it beyond Christmas and bring all of ourself into Christ. Our past, our present, our future. Our friends, our foes, our enemies. Our failures, our sins. Our triumphs, our dreams, our hopes, all of it into Christ. Thank you. Go ahead. If we're in Christ and all our circumstances are in Christ, all our stuff's in Christ. And now, get it all in. Just pull it in like he's the Ark of the Arks. We're pulling everything in now. Once you've got it all placed back in him, let's just worship him. Lord, all things that concern me, affect me, because of me, or against me, it doesn't matter. They're all here now. And we affectionately worship. You are complete in your victory. You're eternal in your love. We are not separated from love that God has for us in Christ, no matter what it is, because it all comes inside of Christ. All the hectic, harriedness, hurried. Bless you, Jesus. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. You yourself said you are the door of the sheepfold. And when we enter in through you, we find rest and food. We bring all that belongs and concerns, all that's following, chasing, and we bring it all inside to you. And there you bring resolution, peace, you sort things out, you bring things where they ought to be, you free us from all the worry, and the strife, and the fears. Thank you. You are better than Santa Claus. More powerful than every movie made of him. More brilliant in every gesture of kindness given to him. You are the solution and the place of access. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So we're in this crazy prophetic Christmas, which is started with the idea of a play that Cammie had had for a long time, and then we landed on the doing it this year, and it just grew, and then the whole season came about how all six characters in the Christmas story, every one of them were moved into their place through the prophetic, through the interruption of Jesus, God speaking to them, dreams, words, promises. So I guess that makes sense. We would just kind of be in this prophetic moment, right? You okay? I want to show you two things and then we'll close. It's not necessary. It's teaching and doing, doing and teaching. There's something really huge about making all things new. There's something about God's resting. He ends Revelation chapter 21 by saying, and behold, he made new heaven, new earth, new Jerusalem, new bride, prepared, all things new, everything's removed. I mean, if you read the New Testament, God is just always making everything new. It's not just when I get saved, it's every day I wake up. New mercies every morning. So we were closing the service, the first service, with this practice, because so much of this that Mary models for us. You know, if you think about the life of Jesus on the planet, it was super concentrated. I mean, 3.5 years of miracle ministry, 33 years of living on the planet. Mary goes through a 9-month incredible infusion of God, Word, Holy Spirit, birth, conception to birth. Walks through the entire 33 years of releasing the Word back to God, losing control of the Word. She literally lost the Word one time when Jesus lingered in Jerusalem. She got, how would you like to lose the Son of God? You don't want that to happen on your watch. I lost the Son of God. Oh God, help me. Finally, he becomes the rabbi everyone had dreamed of, and then he gets a little beyond being what the rabbi people want him to be, then the parents stepping in to see if we can direct him back to a better rabbinical stature, and he's in turn saying, who is my mother, who's my brother, but those who do the will of God, who listen to my father. And, you know, now she's going, whoa. But you see, the word of God you carry one day will carry you. And another day, you'll have to follow it. And then even another day, you'll have to submit to it. And another day, it'll save you. It'll grow up, take over, take you somewhere you weren't prepared to go, even be a sword through your soul to unveil hearts and thoughts. But then in the midst of the death that it will seemingly cause to our life that we walk through, we'll be raised from the dead. And then in that glorious resurrection, there's massive transformation. It's like we all going around giddy going, I can't, it's all true. It's all true. It all happened. It's really going to work. It really worked. He wasn't kidding when he said that. We're going to one day, this group right here, going to run around bouncing up like crazy kids on a Christmas morning. When we were still just mystified in life, going, I can't believe it, I can't believe it, I can't believe it, I can't believe it. Can you believe it? It's so good. And everybody's going to go, look what the Lord's done for them. Look what the Lord's done for them. We're going to go, yeah, 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 we're so glad. It's going to happen. Yeah. It's going to happen. I'm not setting you up, all right? It's going to happen. The God you serve is going to blow your mind, my mind, our mind. He's going to glorify himself. He's going to make big in the midst of his church. I'm going to tell you something so good. This is so good news. You don't have to worry about what to do tomorrow, because here's the truth. Jesus has the words of eternal life. Where can you go? And we're in the body of Christ. Where can we go? So even if the people you don't like, they're in the body of Christ, you can't, they're in. So smile, honey. You're not going to find a better place. Head, the body, spirit, truth, transformation, glorification into Christ. It's all going to happen. It's all going to happen. There is no separation that we can initiate or that the devil can try to bring about. Christ himself has set us in place. We are now the fullness of him who fills all in all, his body. Oh. So we practice this little statement. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Because the purpose of practicing, it was just an exercise. Because I started by asking, where in the Bible are you today? Where are you living? What scripture are you encountering? Where are you practicing or growing in experiencing? See, for me, the scripture is either a window or a door. It's something I can look through, but eventually it's a door I can walk through. The revelation opens a door for me to have an encounter. The encounter then begins to be a place I can dwell. If I go there long enough, come and repeat the experience often enough, it becomes a place I own, or owns me, because that's really what happens. Starts to shift where we live from. But, so think about that. While you're, you know, what? Where am I? Where am I in the Bible? Not where do I find myself? Well, I guess it's true. Where do I find myself? Where am I being drawn? Where am I longing for an encounter? What do I want? Where am I? Who am I connecting to? Who am I relating to? What character is drawing my attention? And we've been practicing that this month, how to have an experience in the scripture of comfort, patience, of hope through encountering God inside a person. See, when I read about Peter, it's not for me to learn about Peter. It's to learn about me. It's not for me to see how Peter met God. It's for me to meet God like Peter met him. It's opening doors. So, if you have a scripture right now, you're in. You're free to practice that. But what we're going to do is practice one that we all know. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. We memorize that. We say yes to that. We agree it's true, and then we go on living life as though it's not true. It's not because we are. Don't care. It's not because we're hypocrites. It's not because we don't, you know, we want to live a double life. We just say it in church and don't expect. It's we don't haven't practiced the part. We haven't learned our part well enough for it to carry into the day. So the way you practice it is like an actor would practice a script. You would say, okay, well, here's my script. If any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. Okay, there's four parts in there. I'm in Christ. Wow, I got to figure that out. I'm in Christ. It was a huge thought. I'm in Christ. I'm in Christ. I'm inside of Christ. Furthermore, he's over me, and I'm with him, and I pass through him into encountering God. Whoa, we're one. See, this is the way you internalize a truth, is by processing it from many angles you can until you get a 3D image instead of a linear thought. Whoa. So I'm in Christ. I'm in Christ. I'm in Christ. I'm in Christ. So I may not feel like I'm in Christ when I start that moment, when I start to pray, but I definitely want to pray from being in Christ. So let's just start right. I'm in Christ. Thank you, Lord. I'm in Christ. And see, praise is the way we affirm truth to ourselves and allow the truth that we are affirming to frame the way we're feeling and thinking and emoting. So I'm in Christ. Thank you, God, for putting me in Christ. I'm accepted in the beloved. I mean, come on, I'm loved in the loved one. You see, Scripture continually builds upon itself. And once you enter into one with sincerity and faith ignites, the Holy Spirit comes in there as the perfect director and producer of the glorious church of Jesus Christ. He comes along and says, wait, why don't you connect that I in Christ as being not only just justified, but you're accepted and you're in the beloved. It's not just in the Christ, it's in the beloved Christ. You are super loved. You want to try that? Stand up. Crazy prophetic Christmas. Blame it on Christ. However you would assume the position of receiving, eyes closed, I always close my eyes. It's dangerous when I'm walking. I bump into cars times. But it is true that you just step into Christ. And be. I'm in Christ. Lord, thank you for letting us be in Christ right now. Every one of us. We're stepping in Christ. We already did that. And we brought Christmas with us. Ha ha, Shebuko Mahambase. Beloved, this is with your mouth say, Father, thank you. I am in Christ. And Christ is in me. I am accepted in the beloved. I am holy, without blame, before you, Father, in love. For I was chosen in Christ before time began, and I'm stepping inside my place right now. Okay, now just receive. Just take a moment and let the truth permeate. The truth resonate. The truth influence. This is truth. All that rejection, that's a lie. All that separation is a lie. Here we are joined into the union and communion with Christ. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy are you, Jesus. Worthy are you, Jesus. Your mind may be going a different place, but tell your mind, pay attention to this. Jesus Christ right now. I worship you, Jesus. So that's why I always use my mouth. If my mind drifts, I use my mouth because it shifts my mind back to where it needs to be. I worship you. Now, because we're going to step another step. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. New. All things made new. New creation. A second Adam. The last Adam. The life-giving spirit. Whoa, I step into my new creation truth. Coo, coo, coo. That means I'm the healed of the Lord. I'm the delivered of the Lord. I'm the beloved of the Lord. I am the saved of the Lord. He has made unto me wisdom from God. He is righteousness to me, sanctification. He's my deliverance, my redeemer. Step inside. Step inside. Step inside your new creation, truth. So I used to spend all my time trying to make God come here. Now I found it. I can just go where he is, and all things change because of him. And I've become affected by the truth of who he is and what he's done. I'm in Christ, and I'm in a new creation. Now we're going to do another thing. This is powerful. Old things have passed away. old things have passed away. Everything from yesterday, this morning, backwards, passed away. You don't have to bring it into the future. It's all been dealt with, resolved. Old things have passed away. Old things. Go ahead. Tell your old things. You passed away. Sorry. God bless you. Rest in peace. You're passed away. All that stuff that says you got to fall. If I have to resolve. Nope. You're passed away. Can't resolve what's passed away. Been to a lot of funerals. I've never seen a dead person complain on their funeral. It's only living people that get miffed. Because that's Hashem. I'm not going there. I might stop there. Let it go. Let it go. Forgive. Forget. Release. The past Christmases, the past seasons, the past efforts, yesterday's best effort to serve God that failed miserably, tanked, and burnt up into ashes, passed away. Not just when you met Jesus, not just when I met Jesus, but everything that's happened since I met Jesus is passed away. I'm a new creation. It's a perpetual renewing in Christ. It's gone. Whoa. So I step in. Now, fourth thing. I'm in Christ, new creation, old things passed away. Now I step into all things new. All things new. Making all things new. He makes all things beautiful in their time. Can we play that? Can we, if Diana's around, can we do that song again? Makes all things beautiful so we can close. So think of everything's brand new. Everything's made new. Everything's made new. Trauma doesn't get to dictate how this new day comes. Memories of the past don't get to frame the future we're about to walk into. The mistakes that have been made, the sins against us, sins we've sinned ourselves against ourselves, all of it has been passed away and all things have been made new. He wipes away the tears from our eyes. Tears, trauma out of our lives. Oh! All things new, all things new, all things new, all things new, all things new. I'm just letting you into this practice. This is Mary in the 21st century. This is the church in the 21st century embodying the Christ in us, that he might be formed fully in us and we might fully become co-regents or and conformed into his victory. Philippians 3 says that he will transfer our lowly body into the state of his glorious body by the power in which he is able to subdue all things. So just worship all things. Uncle Bob, all things. Uncle Bob, Aunt Susie, yesterday's failures, shortcomings, fears of tomorrow, all things. See, we're being transformed into his image. We're partakers of his divine nature. Through love and faith and trust, we're becoming like Jesus. No longer does fear and lust and control bring us into corruption. We are coming into glorification simply by turning our affections and attention back to the truth and away from the lie. The lie is what has happened to you will always happen, and you'll never be free from wherever you are, and you're always going to carry the shame and the blame and the reproach, and you will always be a victim, and you will always be this, that, and the other. That's the lie. The truth is that Jesus Christ is glorified, and he's glorifying us, pulling us up, bringing us up, triumphing us, healing us, delivering us. It doesn't matter where you've been. It only matters where he is. It only matters where he is. So, you make all things beautiful.
You make all things beautiful. You make all things beautiful.
The most important voice you hear right now is yours.
You make all things beautiful.
Your voice affirms truth.
You make all things beautiful.
Everything, the journey of life.
You make all things beautiful.
Oh, yes, you do. Yes,
yes you do. You make all things beautiful.
Oh, yes, you do. Yes, you do.
You make all things beautiful.
No matter where we've been, no matter what's happened to us, He makes all things beautiful.
You make all things
He swallows
beautiful.
Up death with victory.
You make all things beautiful.
He takes mistakes and sins and trauma, and He wipes away the effect and goes to the point
beautiful.
Of origin. And through the anointing and blood, He remits and releases
you
us forever.
Make all things beautiful.
We are a new creation. All
yes,
things have passed
you.
Away.
You
all things have become
all
new.
Things beautiful. 'Cause you are beautiful in all your
That's a Christmas carol. Today than to let this truth permeate every part of us. We want to give Him pleasure.
You are beautiful in all your ways.
Greater than everything in the earth is He who is in us.
You are
Jesus, we love you, Jesus.
Your ways are beautiful. Your ways are glorious. Your ways are beautiful. Your ways are glorious.
Come on, we agree together.
Your ways are beautiful. Your ways are glorious. Your ways are beautiful. Your ways are
this place, let Him now touch every part of your life and all of your story.
Ways are beautiful in all
as He collects our memories,
ways.
Our journey, our pain, our anxious thoughts, and He makes them His. Pulling them into the victory
in
that He has won for us. Resurrection, life, forgiveness, and healing, redemption, all of it just starts to submit to Christ.
You are beautiful in all your ways.
Lord, we are so grateful that you have given us this simple door, faith and grace to walk through into this explosive place of truth and spirit, this place prepared for us from the foundation of the world in Christ, experienced now by faith in what you said, Father, what you've done, in hope of what is promised. We partake of natures that are not our own, the divine nature of God. And we receive. Whew. I'm just going to close in a minute. So just collect right now by the Spirit, by your own awareness, what is God doing, and collect it to yourself. Because it's going to last a lot longer than the Santa Claus movies. But it still requires faith, like the bell on the Polar Express. If you keep believing, you'll keep hearing the ring. Let the sound come. Fascinating God who loves to imbibe us and give us venues and ways out into where He is. You got it? bless you now. Release a blessing. Crazy prophetic Christmas just beginning. I declare in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that he who has begun a good work now and forever will see it through to the day of its completion. I declare over all of us and all online that what God started, he will finish, and he will present each and every one of us faultless before his presence with exceeding joy. I declare over us that no matter what we have to walk through in the next few days, we will be aware of love and patience and joy and victory. I declare a door that can be found and we can walk through again and again and again and again and again. The door of the sheepfold, Jesus Christ, has now made a way for each of us, but to practice the glories of what he's given us. I bless you. I bless you with a Christmas different than any before, because this is a new Christmas like none before. It's in Christ. Though life may be the same, though these people may act the same, they always act. You're a new creation. You're a new creation. You're free to live a new way, enjoy a new day, and have a great Christmas, great, great Christmas in Christ. In Jesus' name, I bless you. Amen.